It's a special thrill for a follower of Jesus Christ like me to be able to walk where Jesus walked. That's why for many of us, a visit to the Holy Land is a special memory or a special dream. You know, years ago, one of America's premier preachers at the time, his name was Dr. Robert G. Lee, actually. He paid his first visit to Israel. Every place was special, but when his tour group reached Golgotha, the place where many believed Jesus was crucified, he couldn't contain himself. He suddenly started running ahead of the group to get there. Well, the guide had to run to catch up with him, and he asked him breathlessly, "Sir, have you been here before?" And Dr. Lee paused, and then he answered, "Yes, I have been here before, almost 2,000 years ago." I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about deeply personal. Dr. Lee wasn't talking about some time travel experience. He was talking about his deep feeling that when Jesus was dying on that cross, he was totally identifying with what Jesus was doing there. It was his sin Jesus was paying the price for there. Well, the great painter Rembrandt must have had that same sense when he painted his rendition of Christ's crucifixion. When his friends pointed out that a man in the crowd there looked like Rembrandt, he replied, "Well, that is me." Once a person comes to understand what Jesus was really doing on that cross, his death becomes a deeply personal event and a totally transforming event. It's what the great Apostle Paul was describing in Galatians 2:20. It's our word for today from the Word of God, where he says, "The life I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." There are a lot of people who wear a cross or who know all about the cross who've never been to the cross. In other words, they have never in their heart made their way to Jesus' cross and said, "For me." What he did there is to pay for every sin I've ever committed, for every wrong thing I've ever done. You know, it's at that point that you realize Jesus is your only hope of being clean, your only hope of being forgiven, your only hope of ever having a relationship with God, your only hope of going to heaven someday. And you surrender yourself to this Son of God who gave his life for you. I wonder if there's ever been a time like that for you. When you move beyond Jesus' brutal death as being just a historical event or just a religious event commemorated by some religious observance, when Jesus' sacrifice on that cross becomes for you a deeply personal, for me, event. Our churches are filled with people who know about this cross, who appreciate what Jesus did there, but who have missed the only thing that will change your eternal address from hell to heaven. It's that personal transaction at the cross where you make the Savior your Savior. "For me, Jesus. This is for me." If there's never been a time when you actually gave yourself completely to Jesus as your only hope, don't wait another day to get that settled. Your soul is at stake. Your eternity is at stake. Right where you are. Tell Jesus you are putting you and you are putting your total trust in him to forgive every sin and to change your life and to take you to his heaven someday. If you want to begin that relationship with him, you might just tell him in words like these, "Jesus, I'm yours because you died for me and you're alive today. And I'm yours because you love me enough to die for my sin." Maybe your journey has led you to this very day. As the day when you begin your relationship with Jesus Christ, you will celebrate that for all eternity, and you can move from having him in your head to finally having him in your heart. I want to help you with that. That's why we're at our website to tell you exactly how to be sure you've begun your relationship with him. It's anewstory.com. Please go there today. Anewstory.com. This can become the day you will remember for all eternity as your Jesus Day.